About 50 supporters of the Sweetwater Organic Farm showed up at the zoning hearing and stayed for hours until it was time to present information about the rezoning request. Bobby Bacon is one of the folks who showed up. He's 8, and he came wearing his Cub Scout uniform.
I am a bear.
He also came with a sign.
It says, SOS, Save Our Sweetwater Farm.
So why do you want to save Sweetwater Farm?
Because, when last year when I went as a den with my we went on a something called a go see it, where it's like a field trip but with the Cub Scouts, and we like learned about the ecosystem and like how like you plant stuff, and we ate lunch there, and we got like a private tour, and it was on a weekend.
Bobby says the organic farm is important because it teaches farming to people like him.
We planted like I think it was a vegetable that we planted, and we went up and like took like a plant and like a clumped dirt, and we like set it in like a hole and then covered it and watered. And the lettuce that they grew there, we made fresh salads. They just chopped up the lettuce and we put like apples and stuff in there, and we got to, and the cool thing is we got to eat clovers, little three-leaf clovers. It tasted a little lemony.
Bobby's father, Bob, is also his son's den leader. He recommends that other schools and scout groups come out to the Sweetwater Farm.
The kids need to learn about this and learn about how to conserve and how to protect the environment. And right now, it's a serious issue. It's a serious problem. You're seeing a lot of the farms use high levels of pesticides, and it is destroying our food. And if you eat organic food, you can tell the difference in a course of about 6 months. You can definitely tell the difference, and I think you feel better, and I think you're a lot more healthy.
The Bacons eat only organic food at home. Rick Martinez, the farm's executive director, says the number of people who showed up indicates to him the amount of support in the community.
Because they appreciate the work we do.
In addition to teaching more than 3,000 elementary school kids where food comes from, there are also hundreds of farm members.
We have over 400 families who are members of the farm. And then we have our music series, and we have lots of people come out for that. And we have other vendors who come and sell at our Sunday market. So it's pretty widely supported.
Beverly Britton, a local artist and photographer, is one of those members. Like the others, she's required to volunteer 4 hours per season on the farm. She said her experiences there are better than she could have ever imagined.
To actually get locally grown food by farmers that care about the community, that care about the farm, being able to eat vegetables that are picked right out of the ground that day is an experience that I think more people should be able to benefit from.
Another member, John Sexton, describes himself as a foodie. And he's concerned about food that's not organic.
A lot of people who are concerned about the health and safety of our food system don't want genetically modified foods, don't want herbicides and pesticides on their foods. They don't want their foods shipped via fossil fuel from halfway around the world. And the fact that we have local, sustainable, organic farming here in Tampa is a very precious commodity.
The Tuesday night hearing was just about collecting information. On April 12th, the county commissioners will meet. They'll make the decision on whether Sweetwater Organic Farm will be able to stay open. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Zach Badorf.